Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter sermon and a sermon on the prophet Job preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of two of Todd's sermons.
Well, the time has come here on this Friday afternoon to do what we like to do with our listeners as often as we can on a Friday. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is a little game we like to play with our listeners. It's a very simple game. It basically consists of you listening to the four soundbites that we will play for you. We're going to play them 1, 2, 3, 4, and then your part of the game begins, and that is voting for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now you say, why do I want to vote? Well, you either like what you hear or you don't like it. That's a good reason. You don't like it. You want to hear it. You never want to hear it again. Or you want to hear it over and over again. It's something you've never heard before. All those are good reasons for voting for any of these soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your votes are the only thing that decide Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And your votes are absolutely necessary. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. By sending us an email, please include your city and state because we'd like to know where you're listening. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. We've also left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Again, please include your city and state. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, pen, mouse pad, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, May the 9th. Now, oh, by the way, if you vote via the phone, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Terry Mattingly, a regular guest here on the program, talking about government prayer and what he calls the parade of pluralism.
Someone's going to be mad when the local evangelical pastor gets up and ends his prayer with a reference to Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. That moment in the parade of pluralism is offensive. You can see that this is dangerous territory because only one person gets to stand up in this state-created forum and pray at any one time. Also, try to imagine the content of a prayer that would be so non-sectarian that no one is offended. It's so generic that at that point it's now offensive to the people who do have doctrines. And if it has even the most generic references to God in it, is that going to make an atheist happy? So, I mean, I'm trying to imagine what this government-approved, safe, state-mandated prayer is going to sound like, that is supposed to please everybody, yet that seems to be the aim of some of the people involved in this debate. And it's probably not going to please everybody if you have a parade of people praying in the name of different religions and different gods. I don't think there's a happy resolution to this.
That's soundbite number one, Terry Mattingly, government prayer and the parade of pluralism. Should it be soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon? Your vote will decide. 1-877-623-6943. Email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from David Virtue. Well, he just kind of letting loose on Bishop Gene Robinson and the circumstances of his same-sex divorce.
Gene Robinson's narcissism, I've got to be me. It, never mind that he was married and had two kids, that's beside the point. I'm really gay, so you're going to love me, support me, or you're homophobic. And the damage that's done on the Global South is inestimable. By affirming a behavior that has no basis in biblical sociology, biblical anthropology, or biblical theology. He has been a one-man wrecking crew for the Anglican Communion. Gene Robinson is a totally self-absorbed, narcissistic man who has demanded his way or the highway, and anybody opposes him, wow, they're all homophobic. And it's just a lie. It's just a huge lie, and it is an embarrassment to the church.
That soundbite number two, David Virtue on Bishop Gene Robinson's same-sex divorce. You can make it soundbite of the week if you vote 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vote via email as well. Include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week is from Dr. John Bombaro, a recent conversation with him on a wide range of things, including the exclusive claims of Jesus Christ. But he had an especially valuable insight as he talks about sin as high treason.
Sin essentially is high treason against the king, against the sovereign. And this is something, if we start to use the religious language of the scriptures, I think that we'll find a greater point of contact, not only in terms of vocabulary, but again, recognizable categories by which we can communicate the gospel. You know, if I were to ask my students, what are the wages of sin, and if someone were to blurt out death, all they would think is God is this this despot flying hot off the handle, just as Richard Dawkins says, and that sort of thing. But if we change the conversation just slightly in the classroom and I ask them, hey, what's the penalty for high treason in the United States? And they'll say, death, of course. Well, what's the penalty for high treason in Israel? Well, it's death, of course. In Brazil, it's death, of course. And I said, do you not understand then what the categories are here, what high treason is? It's colluding with the enemy of the king to subvert his sovereign rule and transfer the throne to oneself or to someone else. What is the penalty then for sin? And they go, ah, we get it. It's death. And I think what we need to do is go back to understanding that the principal metaphor for interpreting anything in Scripture is kingdom. And we have a king, and the king is sovereign. And violating the king's rule, since we've been called to be vice regents in his stead and to image forth his rule, which is to say to do it in a perfect way, to the degree that we fail to do that is an act of high treason. But again, only the king has authority even over his law, and that is with a greater law, and that's the gospel. That's where grace comes in.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. John Bombaro. Sin is high treason. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote. We get them right here in real time in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, get ready to vote. This is the last soundbite we're going to play for you, and then it's all your votes here on Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, explaining exactly how Jesus forgives your sins.
Luther said, if the Lord had said, I will put forgiveness into this grass or even this dung, I would gladly go eat it. But he hasn't. He has said, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood. He's tied it there so it can be sure. He's tied it to an oral word preached. Your sins are forgiven. Though you're a rotten, damned sinner of the law, Jesus came for such sinners. Jesus loves sinners. Jesus comes only for sinners. Jesus dwells in sinners. Jesus is for you. You're forgiven. That's the good word. And the supper forgives. The absolution in the stead and by the command of Christ forgives. You're forgiven when you hear a sermon preached and the name of Christ is proclaimed. That's why I love your sermon studies, Todd. You remind us all that Jesus is to predominate, and the preacher is not to talk about the gospel or about Jesus, but the preacher is to deliver the goods, to forgive, to actually have a audible absolution, an audible sacrament, Zasa calls preaching of the word. It actually does the deed as it's spoken. And we're free. We read that word and we're absolved. We read the scriptures and law and gospel strikes us, the gospel predominating, and we take that word out into our lives with other people and apply it to our family, to others who need a word of law and gospel every day.
That's soundbite number four, and now it's time for you to vote. You've heard them all. Now your vote gets to decide which is going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote by giving us a call, and if you call in your vote, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 9th of May, playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. We always like you to include your city and state when you write in your vote because we like to know where you're listening. talkback@issuesetc.org or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right now. facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. When we come back, your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
There's a reason to be a believer in doctrine who sees that doctrine as having a practice.
Pastor Jonathan Fisk of Worldview Everlasting talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And that these things aren't against each other, but that my religion as a Christian is highly spiritual and my spirituality as a Christian is highly religious, and this is the best of both worlds.
You can meet and hear Pastor Jonathan Fisk making the case for being spiritual and religious Friday, June the 13th and Saturday, June 14th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, look for the Making the Case logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or call Craig at 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 13th and 14th in Collinsville, Illinois.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right now. We've played the four soundbites for you. Now it's your turn. You call, you email, you send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, and your vote decides which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Terry Mattingly on government prayer and the parade of pluralism? Will it be soundbite number two, David Virtue on Bishop Gene Robinson's same-sex divorce? Or soundbite number three, Dr. John Bombaro on sin as high treason? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison on how Jesus forgives your sins. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote. talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. We get them right here in real time. facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package. Let's go first to Riverside, California, and Roberta. Hi, Roberta.
Hi, Pastor Todd.
Which one are you voting for?
I'm voting for number four, Pastor Harrison.
Why is that?
Because his message never rose old, and we went to Lutheran Church looking for that, And it's not, I'm not tired of it. I could hear it the rest of my life. It's a wonderful message that Christ died to save us.
Roberta, thank you very much for your vote. Thanks for listening out in Riverside. Let's see what Rebecca's thinking in St. Louis. Hi, Rebecca. What's your vote?
Hi, I vote for number one.
Why is that?
Because it connects with the first commandment for me, putting God first, period.
All right. Yeah, I like having periods at the end of commandments. That's a good idea. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Jens in Grand Junction, Colorado. What's your vote, Jens?
I got to go with number four with Matt Harrison. I just wish I could state things and say things like he does, and he did such a great job. So, number four.
Thanks for listening out in Colorado as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, notepad. For having the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, or you can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see. Stacy, Nebraska says, I'm voting for Dr. John Bombaro's Sin as High Treason. The way it shows how sin is not just an act, but being against the sovereign leader shows what we need, that we need forgiveness for, not only as a person who does things against him, but as a baby who has a nature to be against him. Very well put. Thank you very much, Stacy, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. In Indianapolis, here's Cheryl waiting on the line. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Today I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Harrison, and how Jesus forgives sins. It is so true. I want to hear it again.
All right. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Gerald says he's voting for soundbite number four as well because he says, in the midst of my upside-down world and even in the midst of being forced to resign and not knowing what I will do next, I always know one comforting constant, that I have comfort of receiving the goods, and I look forward to receiving that forgiveness again this Sunday. Great soundbite, he says. And Gerald, Godspeed on your, forced retirement, it sounds like. Thanks for your vote as well. Michael says, I'm voting for Pastor Matt Harrison, soundbite number four from Law and Gospel yesterday. All sin is tied to Christ's cross, and Christ's forgiveness is released and given to us in the Word and sacraments. I think the idea of a sermon as an audible sacrament is interesting, he says, though it stretches question 236b in the visible element portion of the answer. Thanks and kudos to Dr. Bombaro for his treason reasoning with many Kingdom of Heaven references in this year's readings. I am certain it will soon be in a sermon with so many sound bites to choose from. I think it'll be difficult to choose only four entries. Patrick in Cullom, Alabama says, I vote for Pastor Harrison's comment. The gospel of Christ is what it's all about, and Matt nailed it. Marla says she's voting for Terry Mattingly, soundbite number one. The soundbite lays out the potential direction of political correctness and regarding religion and worship and what we Christians are how we Christians are being negatively affected. Deborah in California says, hello. I was torn between three and four, but I chose number three. Dr. John Bombaro, says Deborah in California, about sin being high treason. I never thought of it like that before, and it gave me a new understanding of why the penalty for sin is death. I'm so thankful that Jesus took that death for us. Jan in Illinois says, sin as high treason, soundbite number three. It's important to remember that all sin is high treason, and there's no low treason. Since sin is high treason against the sovereign king, Dr. John's explanation is such a powerful statement that it comes right out of my heart and breaks it apart. I think John's explanation of sin is so important in how we understand how serious sin is to God. In preaching today, there's not enough of the high treason mentioned. If I could put a sign in front of me that says high treason, would it make a difference? Karen in Wyoming says, why are you emailing Issues Etc.? Well, I know why she's emailing. She says, I have a question and comment for the studio. I vote for Pastor Harrison. I was going to vote for soundbite number three because he so clearly tells how very, very bad sin is. But then hearing Pastor Harrison proclaiming the gospel preached so clearly, I can't help but vote for it. That's soundbite number four. Nathan in St. Cloud, Minnesota votes for number four as well. Jesus is his reason. Thank you, Nathan, and for listening in Minnesota. Emmanuel in Florida says, I vote for Pastor Matt Harrison. Not only was it comforting for a wretched sinner to hear, but as a young man desiring to enter the pastoral office, what Pastor Harrison said resonates with me as something integral and crucial to communicate to my future flock, Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. Emmanuel, Godspeed on pursuing the ministry, and thanks for listening in Florida. Lisa listens in Canada. I vote for Terry Mattingly, soundbite number one, because he explains so clearly why the Supreme Court ruling on prayer is really not a victory for anyone. The winner this week, according to your vote of soundbite of the week, is soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, exactly how Jesus forgives your sins.
Luther said, if the Lord had said, I will put forgiveness into this grass or in this dung, I would gladly go eat it. But he hasn't. He has said, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood. He's tied it there so it can be sure. He's tied it to an oral word preached. Your sins are forgiven. Though you're a rotten, damned sinner of the law, Jesus came for such sinners. Jesus loves sinners. Jesus comes only for sinners. Jesus dwells in sinners. Jesus is for you. You're forgiven. That's the good word. And the supper forgives. The absolution in the stead and by the command of Christ forgives. You're forgiven when you hear a sermon preached and the name of Christ is proclaimed. That's why I love your sermon studies, Todd. You remind us all that Jesus is to predominate, and the preacher is not to talk about the gospel or about Jesus, but the preacher is to deliver the goods, to forgive, to actually have a audible absolution, an audible sacrament, Zasa calls preaching of the word. It actually does the deed as it's spoken. And we're free. We read that word and we're absolved. We read the scriptures and law and gospel strikes us, the gospel predominating, and we take that word out into our lives with other people and apply it to our family, to others who need a word of law and gospel every day.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your vote. Soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, exactly how Jesus forgives your sins. The LPR bundle package this Friday goes to Patrick in Alabama. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have listeners already registered for the next month's Making the Case Conference from Canada, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, Washington, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Wisconsin. About 160 so far, and many more to come. Still plenty of room for the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June the 13th, and Saturday, June the 14th, in Collinsville, Illinois. Now, the registration fee is $100 per person. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click the Making the Case logo, or call Craig, 618-223-8385. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to begin a series on demon possession and spiritual warfare with Dr. Robert Bennett, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, I Am Not Afraid. We're also going to discuss Peter and Cornelius from Acts chapter 10. Pastor Tom Baker will be our guest. He doesn't leave us wondering as to how he forgives our sins, how that forgiveness won at the cross with his body and blood gets to us here today. Clear, solid promises delivered right to us, right to our doorstep in preaching baptism, absolution, the Lord's Supper. Jesus does it himself. He delivers it personally to us every Sunday, that forgiveness of sins. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find his words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.